spring is coming. You can just feel it in the air. And today it got up to like 45 degrees, I think. So I went out in my short sleeve shirt to celebrate the coming of spring. Well, this is Stories and Stuff from here in Minneapolis. I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. And as I think about spring coming, I get some summer memories. Maybe this happened, 12 summers ago or so. I went to a playground one Saturday, and it was one of those hot days, I think close to 90. And I was playing in the sandbox and sliding up the slide and down the slide and going on a couple different types of swings. And then I was just sort of resting after the sandbox, just sort of digging in the sand and playing with my dolphin and stuff like that, you know, in the sand. And I don't know, when a woman came up and said, "Sir," and I was wondering what she was going to say. "Sweetheart, if my children are getting ready to get in the wading pool right near you, and if you don't move, you're going to, they're real splashers, I'm afraid. You're going to end up getting very wet." "Oh, well, I just love to be splashed. I didn't even realize there was a wading pool over there." "Well, I might as well. I like to be splashed. You know, when kids splash me, I don't get wet." "You don't?" "No, I don't get wet. I get dripping wet, dripping wet, 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 dripping wet." And she said, "Oh, I'm sure my kids would enjoy it as long as you don't mind." And she said, "Let me move your bag out of the way." And I said, "Well, let's get the dolphin out. He'll kind of enjoy, I think, getting wet, too." And one of the kids said, "What's his name?" And I said, "Oh, it's actually a her. I've named her Deirdre. I like that name, Deirdre. And D-E-I-R-D-R-E, Deirdre. I never heard of a name like that. Is that a name just for dolphins?" "Well, no, people are named that, too, but this Deirdre is a dolphin." So anyway, three kids jumped in, and the mother was right. They really were splashers. Water was going way over my head, and it would come down. Some of it would come down on me like little raindrops, and it had chlorine in it. So with chlorine and rain, I said, "Ooh, that's chlorine. I'm not wet. I'm," and the kids were ready, "dripping wet, dripping wet, 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 dripping wet." And one of the kids said, "Now you're really going to get," and I said it along with them, "dripping wet, dripping wet, 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 dripping wet." And by that time, there was like five or six kids over there helping us so that they could, the dripping wet thing could be louder. And the water splashing was more vigorous, too. I said, "For some reason, the water splashing just got louder." And the mother said, "Yeah, a few helpers have come over to help with this. They saw it happening, and they jumped off the swings and stuff and came over to help." So we played in the water for a good while, and everything around me, the sand, my dolphin, and my clothes, they weren't just sopping wet. They weren't just soaked. They were dripping wet, dripping wet, 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 dripping wet. And it was pretty loud then. So after a while, though, the kids got out and went somewhere else, and I could be out there in the sun with my sunscreen on, drying off. And the mother said, "We're going to get ice cream cones. Do you like chocolate?" I said, "Oh, I love vanilla, but chocolate, whenever I hear about it, I say, ew." And the kids couldn't believe it. "You don't like chocolate? Ew. Ew, ew, ew." The same thing with peanut butter. Ew. But all of them, the three kids around there, just love chocolate and peanut butter. And I asked her, "What are your three kids' names?" "Oh, only two of these are mine. The other one has just ran over to be one of the play helpers here. But mine are Amanda and Todd." And so And I thought she had three kids because the other one was splashing so good. But they just kind of seem to gravitate over when they see water splashing and somebody enjoying getting wet, sitting near the edge of the pool with a dolphin in the sand, wondering just what kind of kid it is. I still have that dolphin right here. I had her in the bathtub with me, Deirdre, floating around and sinking mostly because it's kind of a heavy vinyl, so it sinks right to the bottom. Well, while I was drying off, I sure enjoyed that ice cream cone. And then the mother went away again and said, I didn't know if you wanted a hot dog or a hamburger, so you look like you could eat both. I brought you both if you'd like them. And so I got a surprise, not only the ice cream cone that by then I had finished, but a hot dog and a hamburger. But even more surprising was the day I didn't just get splashed. I didn't just get wet. I got dripping wet, 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 dripping wet. And as me and the mother and her two kids and a couple others were sitting talking with us, and I was showing them Braille and stuff, Braille book, and gave Amanda and Todd one each that I was finished with, and they said they had to go. But before they went, they said, bye, and thanks for getting, and we said it together, dripping wet, 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 dripping wet. And as they left, kind of far away, I heard them holler one last time, dripping wet, 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 dripping wet. And it wasn't too much longer till my ride came, and I wiped the sand off me and went home. But I'll always remember the kids and the mother and the surprise ice cream cone and then the hamburger and the hot dog, and especially the dripping wet, 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 dripping wet, and the chlorine. It stinks so wonderfully. I love chlorine water in pools. Well, next time there'll be another story, and there's all kinds of ways to play and have fun. Take care of yourself and take care of each other and stay strong. Bye for now.
At the tone.